In Islamic theology, it is fundamental to understand that all strength, power, and abilities in the universe originate from Allah, God. This concept is central to the belief in the oneness of Allah, Tawhid, which asserts that He is the only source of all that exists. Every human being and every creature has been given a portion of strength, power, and ability by Allah, but these attributes are limited and dependent on His will. Allah as the ultimate source of strength, Allah is the creator and sustainer of everything in existence. In the Quran, Allah says, "To Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and on the earth, to Allah do all matters return," Quran 3-109. This verse highlights that everything in the universe, including the strength of every creature, is under Allah's control. No being has any inherent power independent of Allah. Human strength, a gift from Allah. Humans are endowed with varying degrees of strength, intelligence, and abilities, all of which are gifts from Allah. For instance, some people may be physically strong, others intellectually gifted, and yet others possess emotional resilience. However, these strengths are not self-generated, they are given by Allah, and they can be taken away at any time. This understanding is crucial for humility and the recognition that human strength is limited and contingent. Examples of human strengths and limitations. Physical strength. A person may be strong enough to lift heavy weights or run fast, but this strength has limits. For instance, no matter how strong someone is, they cannot lift a mountain. This limitation is a sign that human strength is finite and dependent on Allah. Intellectual strength. A person may be a genius in certain fields, solving complex problems or making groundbreaking discoveries. However, there are always limits to human knowledge. There are mysteries in the universe that remain unsolved, and even the most intelligent minds can face confusion or forgetfulness. This shows that intellectual strength is also a gift from Allah, and it has its bounds. Emotional strength. Some people have remarkable emotional resilience, able to endure hardships without breaking down. But even the strongest can reach a point of vulnerability. Prophet Muhammad himself, despite his incredible strength of character, was seen crying and praying fervently in times of difficulty, showing that even the greatest of humans rely on Allah for support. Angels and their strength. Angels, like humans, also receive their strength from Allah. The angel Jibreel, who delivered revelations to the prophets, is immensely powerful, but his power is entirely derived from Allah. He is not independent in his strength. He acts solely by Allah's command. For instance, Jibreel is described in the Quran as having mighty power. Despite this, his power is a reflection of Allah's power, not something he possesses inherently. Jesus as a human being, his strengths and limitations. Jesus, Isa in Islam, is a significant example in understanding the human limitations despite being a prophet. In the Quran and the Bible, Jesus is depicted as a person who ate, slept, prayed, and experienced human emotions. These attributes demonstrate his humanity and his dependence on Allah. Jesus ate and slept. The Quran emphasizes that Jesus and his mother, Mary, ate food. Eating is a basic human need, and it indicates that Jesus was not self-sufficient. He needed sustenance provided by Allah. Jesus prayed. Jesus is recorded in the Gospels as spending long periods in prayer, particularly before significant events in his life. His need to pray shows his reliance on a higher power, Allah, for guidance and support. Jesus was born and grew. Jesus' birth was a miraculous event, but it was still a birth, indicating that he had a beginning in time. He also grew in wisdom and stature, as mentioned in the Bible, Luke 2:52. Growth implies that he was not born with all knowledge and power but gained it over time, which is a clear indication of his human nature. Understanding the oneness of Allah through human limitations. The understanding of human and angelic limitations points to the oneness of Allah. If even prophets, who are among the most noble and gifted of Allah's creation, are dependent on Him for strength and guidance, it underscores the fact that all power and strength belong solely to Allah. In contrast, Allah's attributes are infinite and eternal. He does not sleep or rest, Quran 2-255. He does not need sustenance, and He is the sustainer of all that exists. This complete and utter independence is a defining characteristic of Allah, setting Him apart from His creation. Wisdom in reflection. By reflecting on the limitations of even the greatest of humans, like Jesus, believers are reminded of the unique and unparalleled nature of Allah's power. This recognition should lead to humility, gratitude, and a deeper commitment to worshipping Allah alone. It also serves as a powerful reminder that no created being, no matter how exalted, shares in the divinity of Allah. Integrating this understanding into questions using this detailed analysis, here are a few refined examples of questions. If Jesus was fully divine, why did he experience human needs like hunger and sleep, which signify dependence on something greater? Why did Jesus pray to God if he himself possessed divine power? Does this not indicate his human need for guidance and support from Allah? If Jesus is part of God, why did he experience emotions like fear and sadness, which are characteristics of human vulnerability? Given that all strength and power come from Allah, how can Jesus, who displayed human weaknesses, be considered equal to Allah? Why did Jesus, if he was divine, need to grow in wisdom and knowledge, as described in the Bible? These questions aim to stimulate thought and reflection on the true nature of Jesus and the oneness of Allah, encouraging a deeper understanding of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah.